remember even when I was home with my family, Christmas time was a living hell. I remember just one year, Daddy was hinting how he needed him a new shotgun. So, I mean, I went shoe shining for weeks at a time. And I got my little sister to run errands and help me with my paper route. She had a lemonade stand, little by little. We done saved up the money. We bought Daddy that shotgun, even a box of shells, too. Well, Christmas time, we thought it'd be funny if we just wrapped up one of the shotgun shells. Give it to him like it was the only thing he was getting for Christmas, and then we surprise him with a big shotgun. So sure enough, Christmas morning, we all rip open our presents. Daddy got me a nice game set. Daddy got me a BB gun. He got all kinds of stuff for my sister Nadine. Finally, he said, well, y'all get me something? We said, yes, sir, Daddy, we did. We hand him this little old shotgun shell wrapped in paper with a bow on top. He looks at it, you know, he strips it open. He looks at it, he said, one shotgun shell? You cheap, ungrateful little maggots, one shotgun shell is all you get. Ah! Look at your presents. Look what I done got you. A big old Monopoly game, a thinking boy's toy, a slinky, silly putty, building blocks, and you give me one stinking 59-cent shotgun shell. I told you, he turned to his wife. He turned to my mama. He said, I told you these kids were nothing. They wouldn't amount to anything. You're the reason these kids are ugly. And not only are they ugly, they're stupid. And I ain't even sure they're mine. That's right, kids. I'm not even sure I'm your daddy. I went away to sea for a long time. And you know something about your mother? She's a sleazebag. She's a sleazebag. I knew whenever I'd come back from a long deployment, I'd find her just the way I left her. Freshly hobbled the gagged and crying. You lousy. You call this a Christmas? I call it a living hell. I'm ashamed to admit that you two came out of my loins. I'm embarrassed. You know something? I never loved you. When I saw you come out of your mom, I wanted to vomit. I wanted to vomit. All the other daddies were looking through the window at their baby saying, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. I was in the bathroom hating my guts because I couldn't bear the thought of two ugly people like you for my kids. You ungrateful little wenches. After I busted my tuckers, no, I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college. I was too busy earning money to feed your fat and hungry faces. And what did I get for my kind treatment of your boil covered behind? Aggravation. Finally, one shotgun shell. How many hints did I have to drop? I wanted to see. I said, finally, I said, Daddy. Daddy. Nadine, go get it. Nadine come out and handed him a bigger box this time. Of course, Daddy's veins in his neck were still bulging out. Sweat was pouring off his body. He finally skinned open that box. And he pulled out that brand new shotgun. He held it up to his shoulder a couple of times. Jacked the pump. Chicoo, 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 chicoo. Then he threw it down on the floor. He said, you idiots, I wanted a Mossberg, not a Remington. You stupid, unbelievable. I can't believe you little I told you.
If you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
That's my dad.
He's the grease man. DC 101.